The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
99.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Categories bite me on profile. This, we got lots of questions. As a doctor in India found something in an ice cream cone that he ordered. He ordered 3 ice cream cones online.
That's correct.
In India, where it's 110 degrees.
That's why he ordered them.
How the hell does that work?
Refrigerated vehicles.
DoorDash?
I guess.
Jeez, a whiz. Either way, he bit into his delicious ice cream cone. Something was in there. The police actually are interested because it could have been a bullet, a tooth, a finger, or a foil of drugs.
And that is the very question that we posed to Jeff. And Jeff went with the tooth based on the experience he had with a friend decades ago who originally thought it was a nut on his donut, only to find out it was a rat tooth. It was not a tooth. Mike Hawk,
Damn it.
Went with a bullet.
I did.
It is not a bullet. Miles, you went with a human finger.
Yep.
You are correct.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
Giving him the finger with an ice cream cone.
Very nasty, we would agree.
Yes. Now for all the TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
How we doing, everybody? Good weekend as far as TV goes? Anybody watch anything over the weekend for TV?
I watched the latest episode of The Boys last night.
I did as well.
You sons of bitches.
It keeps getting weirder, dude.
Yeah.
Steve, where are you at on The Boys?
I'm in the same place I have been for 2 weeks.
Still haven't found any time to break in there.
Dude, it's like when the school year's going on and the kids have more of a set bedtime, much easier to pull off. But they're staying up later. And right. To our credit, they want to hang out with us, and that's all very nice and dandy, but I'm also thinking, you're cutting into my opportunity to see The Boys, and based on all the discussions you guys have, like, I need to get there, man.
Don't they have friends that they can go over to their house and watch TV over there?
Well, here's the thing. My son did spend a night at someone else's house last night, and so instead we ended up doing movie night with my daughter, so we watched the original Mean Girls.
Ooh, which, okay.
Wasn't a bad movie. I'd never seen it. No. It was fine.
Also watched the BET Awards last night.
Did you?
Yes.
I got some news on that coming up here, Miles, with some TV news in here. But first off, we do have a holiday that is coming up this week. We have the 4th of July that we're all going to be celebrating. And there's one thing that I do love as far as when holidays come to town, and it is when you get that holiday media that comes in, whether it's the music, whether it's the movies, whether it's the TV specials that they have for it. But then I really sat down and realized that there's only 2 real holidays that come on through the calendar year that get their own specific holiday specials and movies, and that is Halloween and Christmas. When you think about it, even Thanksgiving from time to time, some TV shows will throw in a Thanksgiving episode.
Right, but there's no like build up to it.
Right. Whereas Halloween, I don't know if there's any specific this is a movie that you need to watch at Halloween other than just straight up horror movies.
Horror movies, right. But both of those things, they have one thing in common that most holidays don't, which is weeks or months of build up. Right? So Halloween decorations show up in August. So now Halloween's on your brain until it actually happens at the end of October, and Christmas basically starts as soon as Halloween's over.
Right. I mean, we got our holiday hullabaloo that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're already talking about it.
Months early, right. So when it comes to movies to watch during the 4th of July, I wanted to know, what do you guys think would be a good quintessential movie to watch around the 4th of July?
Based on title, Independence Day.
Not a bad call, right?
You know what? That is, and it has nothing to do with anything, but you're right. But it's still a fun summer blockbuster. I guess my problem is, man, So July 4th, to me, is the pinnacle of summer. So to me, it's the summer blockbuster movie. So even if you want to go back and watch like Jaws or something, anything that's summery, to me, fits on July 4th.
Okay.
Because we're festive. It's not a depressing day.
Sure.
And you know, even Thanksgiving, it's like, we'll give thanks. Or at some point on Christmas, remember, it's baby Jesus. You know, it's just, 4th of July is just 4th of July.
Well, think it out loud thinking as we're going here, it also makes sense because Halloween and Christmas season, it's cold, it's getting dark out a lot earlier.
You want to be inside.
You want to be inside.
Because the problem is, movies like Born on the 4th of July, I do not want to watch that, man.
Now, I heard it was not that good of a movie.
It's not whether it's good or bad, it's very depressing, right?
Oh,
it's super heavy, and I feel like I'm better at being heavy in the wintertime because, like I said, the weather sucks, whatever, but summertime, like, no, man.
You gotta remember, Tom Cruise was making movies like Cocktail and making movies that were campy, fun, cheeky, and all that. But his role was so good, he got an Academy Award. And even if he had a good role now, they probably would not give it to Tom Cruise. But back then, he did such a great job portraying that character that he earned it.
And it was heavy.
So,
not a fun movie.
No.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, as far as his performance goes.
So this list comes to us from today.com, and it is the 20 movies to watch this 4th of July. So I don't think anybody's going to run through all 20 of these as far as this week goes, but it's something to consider when it comes out of there. So narrowing down the bottom 10 here, at number 20, you got The American President from 1995. I don't even know who's in that one.
That was not Harrison Ford. Who was in that one? Was that Gene Hackman, Clint Eastwood, or Harrison Ford? Or maybe none of the above.
I mean, Harrison Ford was Air Force One. Did he play
Air Force
the president
One?
Somewhere
that's
else?
Right. Yeah, okay. He was Air Force One.
Selma from 2014. I think that's also Harrison Ford. No, that's Sabrina that I'm thinking of. Never mind.
I don't know that that's a pick me up. and look, you do July 4th the way you want to, but again, for me, summer screams happy. And so far, these movies are not that.
Remember the Titans.
All right. Okay, that's a good one.
My problem is it's a football movie. Football's in the fall.
The American President, by the way, was Michael J. Fox, Martin Sheen, Michael Douglas, Annette Bening, Richard Dreyfuss. Yeah, pretty good cast.
That's a good cast right there. Gettysburg from 1993.
Again.
Long.
Dude,
very long.
If you started today, you'll finish it July 9th.
And you should feel good during whatever holiday it is. And Gettysburg.
Also, Gary, for the most part, it's in the winter where things really happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word. To me, that's not summertime fun.
No.
It's historically significant, yes, in the aspect
sure,
of covering
but
American
again,
history.
Sure, but also that's the Civil War.
So is Pearl Harbor.
July 4th was established, you know, in 1776. That's right. The American Revolution. The Civil War, like, no.
Movies to watch this 4th of July. At number 16, American Graffiti.
You know what? I've only seen bits and pieces of it. I don't know much about it.
Maybe from the Americana standpoint.
They go, The Patriot, Mel Gibson. Now, I really did like that movie. I watched it a lot when I was younger, and it was a decent watch. It's worth a watch.
Okay.
Mel Gibson does do a lot of very deep roles. However, it's like we've been saying, it's not exactly a pick-me-up.
Yeah, man.
Just bring in Australian and celebrate the 4th.
That's right.
With a blooming onion.
Oh, somebody here says Sandlot. That's actually a good call.
I have never seen The Sandlot, and it kills my wife that I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the right age, it's a fantastic movie. But I would say for July 4th, that's almost like a perfect type of movie.
Sure. You know, you think about your classic Americana, and baseball is one of those things.
Sure.
So putting Sandlot in there is not a bad
call. Oh, someone says Tom Cruise never won an Oscar. Maybe he was just nominated for that.
Has he really never won an Oscar?
Maybe not.
Damn.
But I thought that was the role that he was up for.
Movies to watch this 4th of July, 1776 at number 14.
I remember the name. Who was in it? Do you remember?
I got nothing on that one. They go, Live Free or Die Hard at number 13. That was a Bruce Willis movie. Really?
Yeah.
Of course it was a Bruce Willis movie. That was the one with Justin Long and the whole the whole grid goes down and taken over by Timothy Olyphant. It's a great movie. I really did enjoy that one.
And it's a fun movie. Again, plenty of violence, all that, but still fun.
Forrest Gump at number 12, our boy Ryan Castle's favorite movie.
Okay.
That's not bad. My
it does
kids,
detail a lot of the history throughout our
it,
throughout
but I like country. How they do it. Like, if you already know the history, then you understand why certain scenes were significant or funny.
Right.
And my kids watched it for the first time 2 years ago, maybe. We were at the grandparents' house in Pennsylvania.
All right.
Around Christmas time, it was on. And they got really into it. And then Bubba and kids were devastated.
Yeah. And that was a hard scene, dude.
It was. And I just watched them both get reduced. And I'm like, I just wanted to tell them, like, don't get attached to Bubba. Jesus. You know what I mean?
He's a lovable character.
He's a likable dude, man. Just don't like, you liked him a lot. Okay.
You can almost tell those characters when you watch movies nowadays. Like, if they're Right. If you're just an incredibly lovable character, it's like, this is not good.
You're going to get greased, man.
Yeah, that's right.
What's funny, I took my kids to see the first Trolls movie when it came out, however many years ago that was. So they're much, much younger. And there's a scene, spoiler alert, toward the end of the movie, they have been caught, they have been placed in a cooking pot. And the temperature's been turned up.
Lovely.
And my daughter broke down in tears because she's like, you know, this is the end of them.
Yeah.
I looked at my wife and I'm like, this rated GBS.
Actually thinks that they're going to end the movie with like cooked up trolls.
She absolutely did. And I go, okay, that's the age difference. She was completely invested. I'm like, they're not going to die.
Movies to watch this 4th of July. The bottom 10 rounds out with Hamilton at number 11. Which I still haven't seen the production.
You would like it because you like music. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, if I had to sit through another musical and I didn't blow my head off first, that would probably be the one.
Number 10, classic Nicolas Cage movie, National Treasure.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see that one.
It was a fun movie, honestly. If you've got Disney Plus, it's a fun movie to watch.
It's stupid. It's Nicolas Cage at his best.
Exactly. A League of Their Own at number 9. That's another classic. Yep. Baseball, it's about the Women's League during the Second World War.
Second, I believe.
Was it during the 40s or the 20s?
I think 40s, but I'm not sure.
It'd be the 40s. So, yeah, anyway, Tom Hanks, great movie, ton of fun comedy, and then it gets a little bit heavy there in the midway, but it's a fun movie. Movies to watch this 4th of July, they go Lincoln at number 8 from 2012. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Another heavy movie.
I know he's a very good actor, but any movie he's in I find remarkably boring.
I also feel like he takes a decade off between projects, and then he's like, it hasn't been a minute since I won an Oscar, let me just jump back in here.
I mean, good for him. Mm-hmm. I like there's no overexposure. It's just, if I make a movie, I'm going to win an Oscar.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
F yeah.
That's right. Somebody did put Team America World Police there on the text, and
that is a great movie.
You should watch that one. It is not G-rated at all. I know that they're dolls. Don't believe it. It's ridiculous, and it's a ton of fun. I highly recommend
it. It is
America.
A lot of fun. I mean, it's Matt Parker and Trey Stone.
Yep. Exactly.
You know how to take this.
Just the opening scene when they're in Iraq or Afghanistan, and then they just start fighting, and then they just fight like puppets do. It's fantastic. Movies to watch during the 4th of July. I Know What You Did Last Summer from 1997 comes in at number 6.
At some point, they need to amend that, because there was I Know What You Did Last Summer. You go, cool. Then it was I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, but like a year had gone by. So it's like,
well, no doubt.
I'm not trying to split hairs, but do you know what I did 2 summers ago or last summer? And then they put out like 2 or 3 more. And it had to be, I know what you did summers ago, and I'm still bitter about it.
The legacy of last summer.
I'm really been out of shape about that one summer.
You still haven't apologized for last summer. Rocky at number 5, as far as the movies that you should watch this 4th of July. It's a good classic American movie.
I would go Rocky 3 or 4.
Because you're fighting the Soviets.
And there's 2 fights instead of 1.
Okay.
Right, so the first Rocky, and I get it's a character study, and in the end, he fights. Fine. Rocky 2, I want to say there's only 1 boxing match, but in the end, when he fights Mr. T in Rocky 3 and Dolph Lundgren in Rocky 4, there's 2 solid fights. You get 1 toward the beginning, 1 toward the end, everything in between is a training montage.
From DC Cab.
Yeah. That's right.
The Sandlot does come in at number 4, which I need to knuckle under and watch that movie. Like, all the clips that I've seen, it looks like a fun movie.
One of the texters told you to turn in your Eagle Scout badge.
Yeah, my bad, dude. My bad. Number 3, Independence Day.
There you go, bro.
Comes all the way down at number 3, so what could be better than Independence
Welcome
Day?
Welcome to far Earth.
Oh, my God, for real. That movie is so campy thinking back on it. Like, when I watched it as a kid, I was like, my God, this is amazing. But now thinking back on it, that was an odd, campy movie.
It was very stupid, but you still liked it. Because the whole point was, you know you're going to win at the end. And you know it's because we're a scrappy lot. You know, our tech doesn't work anymore, so we go to Morse code, send up some planes, and beat the living piss out of some aliens.
Just going
to
launch Randy Quaid into the ship.
You're going to... Randy Quaid. We have Will
up
Smith
yours!
And Jeff Goldblum. Those would be my first two picks. Hey, we need to save the planet. Hey, can you two get into a ship and fly up there?
Right.
If you get into trouble, just bitch slap an alien.
If you didn't know the cast, you could not throw a dart at a board and guess what that frickin' cast was going to be. It was such a grab bag, dude. Top Gun at number two.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Check out Top Gun. Another kind of ridiculous movie, but a ton of fun. And then the number one.
On. Somebody here says Starship Troopers. One of my guilty pleasure favorite movies. It is so dumb, but well done.
Honorable mentions from the text, The Great Outdoors, John Candy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ton of fun. Harold and Kumar, both White Castle and Guantanamo.
That's actually solid. That's solid, man.
Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris, man.
Yeah, he
steals
was the best part of that
steals
movie.
Steals the show.
And then Dazed and Confused is on there as well, which I do agree with. That's
a soundtrack, at least.
Then the number one movie to watch this 4th of July, Jaws.
All right.
There you go. You nailed it.
The summer blockbuster.
Can't argue about that.
Right, because which weekend was it that we can't close down the beach even though there's a giant.
I believe it is July 4th weekend. Yeah.
Oh, it was 4th of July weekend. All right,
I believe that was what the whole thing was.
It was the first part of the movie. So, once you settled that in, you kind of forget about that.
Exactly. Some TV news for you here. Miles, you mentioned that you watched the BET Awards. Did you know the big thing there that is causing all kinds of controversy when it comes to the BET Awards?
I know a couple things I saw that I was like, okay, that's a little weird. But other than that, not really. Well, okay, so there were like some 4 or 5 year old kids.
Okay.
Who went out and sang like an educational, upbeat, positive tune for kids to sing in kind of like a Peppa Pig kind of way. Like a Barney kind of song.
Sure.
A song definitely for a 5 or 6 year old to sing. I thought that was really cool. And they did a great job. Then they bring out Will Smith, who does this rising from the ashes, phoenix from the flames type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I've redeemed myself.
You kicked me down, man. I'm bringing myself back. Like, no, you slapped you slapped your buddy in the face,
right?
At the Oscars.
Nobody put you down.
On the world's biggest stage.
But that was the thing. Like, you know, I was kicked down, but now I'm back. And then he brings out Kirk Franklin. I don't know if you know who Kirk Franklin is, but he's the biggest gospel performer in the last 30 years.
Okay.
They bring out a choir to make it religious.
Sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, slapping someone in the face. I mean, I hope Jesus forgave you if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
But Kirk Franklin probably didn't. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to take my spot for a minute. So that was good. I like the fact that the BET Awards, like, they had the best in fashion. So they bring up the 4 biggest fashion designers from the past year in the African-American community. All people who do different things and artists. And, you know, as far as, like, the performances, there were some that were better than others. The one thing I thought that was a little left up was the in memoriam.
Normally, you
hear about what they missed. In this case, it was what they didn't miss or what they included. I was like, I just sat back. Like, keep in mind, I was a little bit stoned. I think they just did like Doja Cat or somebody. And I'm like, is that O.J. Simpson? I'm like, I'll be damned.
O.J. Simpson was among those features in the in memoriam segment. A move that came as a surprise to some in attendance. The audience had been applauding as photos were shown during the montage, but when Simpson's image came on screen with the identifying description of former NFL player, a noticeable silence fell over the crowd. A moment later, there was a smattering of applause, but many in the audience were a bit surprised to see his face, with one person in attendance noticing
O.J. Simpson. Forget about everything we know about O.J. O.J. was, in fact, the leading rusher for the Buffalo Bills for probably the 6-7 years that he was there.
Yeah.
He was the best running back at that time in the NFL. I want to say O.J. was also the first running back to ever rush over 2,000 yards.
Oh, my. Okay.
The Buffalo Bills never were even close
to
being a Super Bowl contender. He basically, that team was on his shoulders. Granted, he came from USC, won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
There's plenty of accolades.
He's also a murderer.
His career was kind of a little short. But in between that time,
I'm just saying.
In between the murder, all right, and the NFL career, to me, that's where O.J. Simpson shined. Naked Gun. Capricorn One. Like, as far as the movies go, back to, like, having a laugh and everything, that's kind of where I knew O.J. more because he was a little earlier than my NFL viewing, so to speak. Look out. I might have seen him play for the 49ers for a year or two at the end of his career. Other than that, I never watched him play football.
Sure.
But I watched every single Naked Gun movie and all those things that he did. So to me, it should have been O.J. Simpson, actor.
And murderer.
Well, that's
and
why murder. You're putting him up there. You know, it's the BET Awards, it's TVs and movies. I don't think it's quite sports at that point, but it's like he acted.
Yeah.
He pretended not to murder somebody.
He finished his acting career strongly. If I Did It's the name of my book.
Yeah, no kidding.
If
man.
I Did It.
Come on. What are we doing?
If I Did It.
If I Did It. He literally put out a book called If I Did It.
If I Was in Naked Gun.
Right. If I Had Played for the Buffalo Bills.
What are you going to watch tonight? American Ninja Warrior qualifiers are at 8 o'clock tonight on NBC. Actually, it's probably 5 o'clock. These are adjusted for Eastern Standard Time, you understand. Name That Tune's over on Fox. The 1% Club later on. And then The Wall returns at 10 o'clock on NBC. The second season premiere of Star Trek Prodigy is available on Netflix. I know that you guys were waiting for that one. However, what am I going to watch tonight? I recommend Monday Night Raw.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be a good time.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania Walmart is shockingly evacuated because it smelled so bad.
Smell it.
Meanwhile, a California driver is arrested because of the 262 pounds of meth in his car that he had. UFOs pulled over by cops on its way to a festival out west. Man wins lottery and gives up this deli meat that he liked the best. And a man goes to Taco Bell to rob it because he thinks people use money at a Taco Bell. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Top story in Missouri, where authorities pulled over a vehicle that was a little extra terrestrial.
Hey now.
Local sheriffs felt the need to stop a UFO that was seen driving down the highway and was later revealed to be on the way to a festival in Roswell. Shocker.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
They didn't say what exactly the stop was for. It's a UFO driving down the road, so I got to assume that's just
lights,
why.
I mean, I don't know.
Right, find a reason to stop it. It says, but the playful alien banter that was exchanged as well as the photo that was taken make it appear to be out of nothing more than just sheer curiosity and appreciation.
Okay.
Which I would do if I was a cop and I saw a UFO just cruising down the interstate, like, I'm going to stop you real quick. Just got to talk to you.
I mean, they had to know the Roswell Festival was going on.
Sure.
Like, what other purpose?
But this is also in Missouri.
Okay, that is a good point. It's not in Nevada. Okay, yeah.
What are you doing here there, friend? The driver was sent on their way with a warning about strict enforcement of warp speed on the interstate and asked to keep the phaser set to stun and not kill.
But funny, if it tased someone later, said, cops told me it was cool.
I got my stun gun. Zap. Can we do it without the goofy talk? Hey, man, keep the warp speed down under 60, huh?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
All right there, officer. Thank you. They didn't show the license plate on the back either. It's like, come on now.
No.
Got to make sure that thing's licensed. In other news, police were called to the scene of a fast food restaurant on calls of a robbery. The story goes that the trio of robbers broke into the restaurant through the drive-through window at 1:30 in the morning and threatened employees with a gun, demanding cash. Side note, what fast food restaurant are they breaking into at 1:30 in the morning Saturday night? You're darn right it's Taco Bell.
All right.
After fleeing...
What do you think the percentage of people that pay for Taco Bell in cash is? Or fast food in general? Going through the line.
Right.
I'm not saying people don't have money. I'm just saying, like, percentage-wise.
And there is a percentage that pays cash, but even when I was running the drive-thru at Taco Bell, it was about 75% card.
Yeah.
And that was back then.
Right.
Now we got tap on your phone and all that stuff. Like, you got no need to...
I mean, I'd hold them up and go, like, give me 3 chalupas.
Yeah, no kidding,
I need 4 soft tacos.
Give me a bag worth of stuff. Right.
And make me a Mexican pizza.
Give me some churros, I'm out.
After fleeing the scene in a stolen car owned by one of the employees, authorities were eventually able to track the car down, but the suspects took off on foot. Giving chase with a canine unit, officers did hear a gunshot at one point during the pursuit, though nobody was injured. The suspects were tracked down and arrested, facing a laundry list of charges. I read that the gunshot was fired. I went, how stupid are you?
That's stupid. You tried to rob a Taco Bell at 1:30 in the morning.
I guess.
I mean, come on, man. You're already starting a little bit in the weak
position. Let's just add assault with a deadly weapon on top of it. Well done. That's just a great idea.
Dog to you, police officer to them.
That's right. That's a fact.
Right.
That is a fact.
It changes everything.
Crazy story out of Pennsylvania where a local Walmart had to be evacuated. Steve. Shoppers were going about their day when they heard a manager come over the PA system demanding all employees make their way to the back of the store and urged shoppers to leave out the front. The reason for the quick move? A putrid smell was wafting around the store that was so intensely bad it sent 9 people to the hospital.
Damn.
What did they
think it was?
They believe they tracked down the source to be a can of animal repellent that was returned by a customer.
It worked.
I don't know why you returned it. Everybody that was taken to the hospital is expected to recover quickly, and that's the thing that I don't get. They were taken to the hospital. It just stank. It's a repellent. Now, you're allowed to throw up by smelling something nasty.
Sure.
You don't have to go to the hospital for it.
Oh, but they did, Mike.
They did. You know what? Don't quote me on that. I don't want to get in trouble.
Actually, it's probably Walmart protecting their bottom line. Like before, what are you dumbasses launches a suit?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Right.
They're yakking
we
on the side
this,
of the parking
yeah.
lot over there like, all right, let's get you in there. Good idea. Just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Kentucky, where a father and son have a promise to keep. We talked about this earlier today. The father stopped at a local market on the way home and decided to buy himself a lottery scratcher with the grand prize being $1 million. And even commented to the clerk that if he were to win the million, he and his son would never eat bologna again.
Okay, Paul.
He wasted no time in scratching the ticket right there in the parking lot, and lo and behold, he came up with the lucky winner of that $1 million jackpot. He immediately called his son, and the two of them eventually made their way to the lottery offices, taking the lump sum for their winnings and making home over $500,000.
Not bad.
They've since held true to their word, but made sure to pay off all their bills as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Before we stop eating bologna, let's take care of our bills.
And it's just, like, I hate to be that guy. It comes up every time the Powerball, whatever it is, gets up as high as it does and starts looking at what you're actually going to get when you take that lump sum. He won the $1 million jackpot and took the lump sum and he took home half.
Yeah.
It's like, then don't tell me it's a $1 million jackpot. Because it's all going right back to you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Just go ahead, just keep all that money then. If you're, you know me.
It's kind of like accurate pricing.
Right.
Like, you say it costs this much, and then you get the tax afterwards, but at least we know that. And I know they're going to tax it, and I'd like to even have that problem, but still.
Right. Yeah. Men's Room Sports! Good news from over the weekend. The Seattle Sounders came out ahead against Chicago, winning the match 2-1. They're going to be back in action this coming Saturday against New England. I don't remember if it's home or away, but we'll find out. Not so good news, the Seattle Seawolves rugby team did fall against the San Diego Legion over the weekend, 45-33. Hopefully they took some notes because their next game is right back against San Diego on July the 21st for the Western Conference semifinals.
Ooh.
So our boys are in the playoffs once again, and they're going right up against the team that rounded off a loss for the season. You know what? I got faith in them. Seawolves got this done, man. Let's get it go. The Mariners did fall against the Minnesota Twins over the weekend here at home and brought their first place lead down to just 3.5 games ahead of Houston. They won 1 out of 2. Which it's like, come on, guys, let's do a little bit better here. Let's bring it back. They got the day off, and then prepare for the hardest battle in a while as the Baltimore Orioles make their way back to town for a 3-game series.
My finger slipped.
The first taking place tomorrow night here at T-Mobile Park. It's going to be some great baseball. If you have not watched any Mariners baseball at all this season, watch these next 3 games. They're going to be fun.
Agreed.
Win, lose, or draw, they're going
to
be fun.
They always seem to play each other tight for no reason other than they could both suck, they could both be doing well, they could both be just mediocre for whatever reason when they play each other. I feel like 2 of the 3 games go to extra innings.
Yep.
Right?
Like, yep.
Every time.
And we split it. far as your weather, prepare yourself. We can officially call these the cold days as the heat is on its way later this week. For tonight, things will cool down to the high 50s by 6 a.m. tomorrow, and that'll make way for a partly sunny sky and high of 72 peaking right around this time tomorrow. And you know what? That's what we call drinking weather. It's nice and hot out there.
Right.
Need a crack a cold one. And just in case you're looking for the Men's Room IPA, good news, it's spread about the Pacific Northwest. You can find it on tap at Lucky Silver Tavern right down there in Tacoma, Peninsula Brew House over in Silverdale. And I hear that our buddy over at Olaf's has
all
it in
right.
Ballard nice. If you want to go and find all that right. on tap there. And you can find a comprehensive list of locations of the Men's Room IPA on the Men's Room page of KISW.com. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time with a Daily Mix Morning Show. Taryn and Steve joining us for a little sit and spin action. And I believe we have songs written about famous celebrities.
Ooh, okay. Yes. Well, it's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.